Track 7, Bessie's Blushes.
Well, that were close. All the kegs are hidden in the barn now. We'll pick them up another night. Lucky there's so many hiding places round here. Cellars, lofts, secret passageways. Most local people are happy to help us smugglers.
Be careful, Jake. Before you do another one, you must find out who the informer is.
That I do. And we need to thank you, Bessie, for saving us. If it wasn't for you, we'd be heading for Dorchester Jail, with a life of hard labour ahead of us.
Or you'd all be making business for the hangman.
Well, don't worry. I won't be dangling on the gibbet this time, making a feast for those ravens. And Isaac Gulliver will be well pleased with you for saving us, and his brandy. There'll be some fine silk coming your way, my sweet.
I don't give a fig for Isaac Gulliver, or his silk.
So why'd you save me then? A sensible girl like you don't go running along the cliffs at night without good reason. Pray tell. I do believe you're blushing, Bessie Tingle.
She is too.
Shut up, Jake, and the rest of you, or you'll all be finding out how prickly that gorse is. Come on, let's get away from here before Captain Fox comes back.
Will they all escape Captain Fox? And will Jake and his men escape the prickles? Find out at the next stop. Follow the smuggler's path to the end, then turn left and walk up the concrete lane towards Chardown Hill. The 8th story post can be found at the junction of paths on the left.